This is Living the RV Dream, episode 135 for Friday, March 20th, 2020.
I'm riding
in my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow pelican heads. Happy travelers around the world. Boondockers, part-timers, full-timers, van dwellers. Thank you very much for listening today. I'm sorry I skipped last Friday for the podcast. But it's been a busy week. A lot of stuff going on. And not only that virus going around. And if I sound a little bit different today, it's because I am not coming to you from Pelican headquarters in Flagami, Miami, Florida. In fact, I've been driving for 2 days nonstop. Before you question my sanity, I have been taking every possible precaution, you know, to avoid contact with other human beings. So basically, I've been in quarantine inside my pickup truck for the past 2 days. I did spend the night with my Atlanta family in Atlanta, Georgia, and then came up here. And if, in case you're wondering, I am right now in Elkhart, Indiana, RV capital of the world. And if you watch my live stream tonight, if I'm able to make it, you'll find out all about it, about this this crazy trip here all the way to Elkhart, Indiana. By the way, my report from the road, the traffic on the roads except in big cities seems to be exactly the same as before the virus. And in different places, people are the level of being freaked out is higher or lower. Like up here in Indiana, it's kind of chill. And in Atlanta and then in the big cities is where I see the highest level of worry about what could happen with this malady. But we'll see what happens. And I am hopeful that very soon this will all be an unpleasant memory. Definitely living in unprecedented times and very, very strange days. I mean, seeing all the restaurants closed, and it's especially back in Miami, it's kind of weird. And the stores tomorrow I'm gonna make it a point to go to Walmart here in Elkhart and see the you know, if they have toilet paper. In any case, I'm gonna have to buy some supplies. So I'll let you guys know probably tonight in the live stream. As I'm recording this on Thursday night, by the way, and I'm gonna be brief because I've been driving all day today and I drove all day yesterday, so I'm kind of tired. But I will let you speculate what's going on. Why am I here in Elkhart, Indiana? And I'm gonna keep it short because I'm tired. To be honest, this is now 9 p.m. a little later than 9 p.m. actually, and I arrived here around 7:30, 7:45. It's And let me tell you, it's a totally different experience driving without the trailer in tow. I do miss having the trailer because I could stop just anywhere, use my own bathroom, even take a shower in the middle of the road, in a rest area, anywhere. So that was kind of weird traveling. By the way, yes, I'm traveling with a truck only. I'm not traveling with a trailer. Hint, hint. And the good thing about traveling only with the truck is that I could go at the speed limit, so it's much faster. And it makes for a less stressful drive, so I could drive for a lot longer. Like when I was younger, I could drive 8, 9, 10 hours without stopping, and that's pretty much what I've been doing yesterday and today. With that being said, what I'm gonna do today, I'm just gonna read some of your mail. I believe I have a couple of voicemails that I might play back for you guys, and that's all I am going to do. Also, by the way, if I sound a little different, it's because I'm using that Samsung microphone. And the thing with the Samsung microphone, it comes with its own stand. It's a pretty decent stand, so I don't have to bring a mic stand or anything like that to talk to you guys. I was gonna say something else. Oh, by the way, which this is something that it seems counterproductive in a way and strange, but I guess they're doing it to protect the government employees. But many states, the state parks are all closing down, and you would think that if you want to isolate yourself from other human beings, camping would be a good way to do it, right? Because especially many of the state parks, you know, the sites are far between, so it's it would be a good way to be isolated, I would think. But what do I know, right? In any case, let me see if I have some of your mail here, and we'll continue. All right, Mark Burbauer writes, "Hi, Robert. My wife and I really like your videos. I enjoyed your recent trip in Canada. Wondering if you plan on taking Minitini there. Also, any plans to go into Mexico? How many miles have you gone with the trailer? And do you plan on getting a new trailer anytime?" Well, glad you ask. And the trip to Canada was very nice. And if you watch this at Sunday's video, it's not going to be the longest video I've ever made, but we did take the trailer into Vancouver, Canada, and we enjoyed it a lot. We didn't have enough time to really absorb everything that the city has to offer, but we'll be back, and I do plan to go into Mexico hopefully this winter. If we plan to go to Arizona and that area, and then go down into Mexico. I don't know if we're gonna do like Algodones or actually do like the whole Baja California, you know, all the way to Cabo San Lucas. We will have to see. How many miles in my trailer? I used to keep an accurate record, which I'm gonna see if I can update it one of these days. I had an Excel sheet with all my trips. I estimate over 50,000 miles for sure, maybe more actually. And do you plan on getting a new trailer anytime? Well, we'll soon find out. We'll soon find out. By the way, lots of you congratulated me on getting the 100,000 subscribers YouTube awards, the famous silver button, which is not really a button anymore. It's kind of more like a mirror cut out thank you all for those congratulatory messages. Very nice. And William Irizarry says that Robert, the Canadian border has closed. Have you heard that? Well, yeah, at this moment the borders are closed, and they're probably going to be like that for a month or two. I don't know exactly how long this emergency is going to last, but hopefully by the time I plan to go to Canada, which is in late May, early June, all this would be an unpleasant memory. Let's put it that way. Alan says, "Robert, hello. What's a good Apple laptop for editing videos and making music? I want to get back into it. Thanks to discovering you and your music and RV travels. Do you realize that finding you has changed my life and made me feel alive again? I have a question about your song San Francisco Suite. It must have been 8 to 10 changes in bridges and interludes with different medleys. How did you come up with this genius idea? I love it, Robert. It is my favorite song in the whole double CD. By the way, the double CD is still for sale at travelingrobert.com/merch. And Alan, first of all, the laptop part. Right now, I wouldn't get the small MacBook Pro because they are going to upgrade that soon. The large MacBook Pro would be ideal for video. The 16-inch would be ideal both for video and audio, because it has the better video card, the better video interface, and it's really fast and it's brand new. They went back to the standard keyboard that worked a lot better, and it has the latest technology. And they just released like a couple of days ago a new MacBook Air, and if all you want to do is audio, that MacBook Air is probably going to be more than enough. Now for video, maybe for 1080p, for low resolution video, it'll work fine. But if you want to do anything more than 1080p, going to 4K at some point in the future, And even 1080, it probably brings that computer to a grinding stop. So I would get the MacBook Pro. You know, it's a substantial amount of money, but it'll definitely work a lot better. I have a message here from Perry Webster. Hey, we've enjoyed your YouTube videos forever. We too have a Winnie Travel Trailer 2401RG. Thought of you since we are faced with a problem. We are scheduled to head to Denver in April, and I see the temps may go down into 25. Concerned about freezing tanks and pipes. I'm thinking that we keep the heat above 65 all night, remove hoses and bring inside before we turn in. Also empty tanks and put some antifreeze each night. Have you any personal experience in this area? Thanks for your helpful YouTubes. Keep on traveling, Perry Webster. And yes, I did spend the coldest I've been. I think I spent 2 nights in Oklahoma City late February? Or was it March? I think it was late February, and it worked. It worked out well. I did make one mistake. I left the sewer hose connected, and it froze. So it was a problem, but nothing else froze. And what this did, the good thing with this Micro Minis. And I saw a video of that Adam, the new product management for Winnebago, was saying that the good thing about the Micro Minis, the underbelly is sealed, so those tanks, you know, they're kind of insulated from the outside, and the furnace actually heats up that underbelly. So as long as you keep that furnace going, you shouldn't have a problem. And and all the pipes are inside too, so everything is indoor, all the plumbing. So that's a good thing. And I've been down to an overnight in the high teens. Actually, I think that night in Oklahoma City went down to like 18 or 17 degrees, and it was fine. So that's my experience and what I've read. And now let's do some voicemail.
Hi Robert, this is Vicky from Old Fort, North Carolina. I was wondering, do you have a video? I seen the one in Tennessee at the Gatlinburg and all that. Have you come up here to the Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina, to Asheville and to the Indian Reservation and Boone? If not, you might want to think about it because it's really beautiful in the fall. Have a good day. Bye.
Well, Vicky, I have been to Asheville all too briefly, but we were in Asheville like 2 years ago. We did the Biltmore, of course. That's like the main thing, one of the main things to do there. We did hang out in downtown a little bit. We really liked downtown Asheville. It has that hippie vibe, and we drove a good section, a pretty big section of the Blue Ridge Parkway. Actually, I've driven it twice. Once from Asheville, and once from Cherokee, and we met at Mount Pisgah. The time we drove from Cherokee, we only went to Balsam Mountain, actually. Balsam Mountain, and then from Asheville to... But yeah, absolutely, I've been there in early, at the beginning of the leaves turning. That's the one time, the third time that I was in the Blue Ridge Parkway. And it is beautiful out there. So I hope to go back. Maybe this coming fall. Who knows? I really like that area.
Hi Robert, this is John King from Cornwall, New York, in the Hudson Valley area, just north of New York City. Just wanted to say hi. My wife and my two daughters. We are regular RV campers for the last 3 years or so, and have done a lot of traveling, not on your scale. We're envious of many of your wonderful videos, but just wanted to send a quick message to say thank you. Needless to say, in the state of this world that we're kind of living with right now, you are wonderful entertainment, and you're helping us think about trips that we want to take as we plan forward with our girls that are 9 and 11. And quickly growing up, but appreciating the camping. So thank you. You do a great job, and hope you and your family stay safe. And hopefully most of our RV parks, whether it be private or state, continue to stay open during these times to allow us to use our fun quarantine units to still get to see the places we want to and enjoy it all. Thank you. Have a great one. And summer's just around the corner here in the Northeast.
Well, yeah, John, as I said, I'm kind of disappointed that a lot of the government campgrounds are shutting down. I'm sure most of them, all of them are going to be shut down eventually. This is going to get worse because before it gets better. That's why I decided to come up here now before it gets worse. That's one of my reasoning for making this quick trip. I'm gonna be back in Miami by Monday or Sunday. This is a very, very quick trip I'm doing here, and I'm gonna have very, very little interaction with other human beings, although I do like interacting with people, but I guess it's not the right time at the moment.
Hi Robert, I just joined your email list. My wife Kathy and I love to watch your videos. It gets us through our tough times. So anyway, keep up the good work, and we'll continue listening to you and watching you.
Thank you so much for your message, Errol. And for those of you who don't know, I do have a newsletter that sometimes I forget to send, but usually I either send it on Friday or on Sunday. And sometimes when I send it on Friday, I will give you a sneak peek into Sunday's video. So that's a good way to see what's coming up ahead. And I'll give you updates, especially when I'm on the road traveling. I will give you up-to-date updates. If that's anything, up-to-date updates of where I am and what I'm planning to do, of any future meetups. So go to travelingroberts.com and go to any of my pages at the bottom of the page or to the right. There's a form where you can sign up for the newsletter, and I promise I won't send you any spam. It's just a quick update once a week or once every other week. So look out for that.
Hey Robert, just want to let you know that we really enjoy watching your videos, and just great videos, and we enjoy you and your videos. Thank you so much for making our evenings and our days enjoyable. Thank you so much once again. Don't stop traveling, because we're not. Take care.
Well, thank you so much for that message. It really always, it warms my heart to listen to messages, you know, like this. It's kind of humbling to the fact that to be able to bring all these travel memories to you guys. And as far as stopping traveling, as long as I have the health wise, you know, as long as I am physically capable of traveling and I can afford it, and you guys watch and. I'm gonna keep on traveling. There's not enough time. There's not enough in one lifetime. There's not enough time to see everything that is out there to see. So absolutely.
Hi Robert, Sarah and Shane from the UK. We spoke to you when we were on our massive road trip in September last year, and we stopped by to visit you in Miami. Really good to see. Got the Living the RV Dream website. Congratulations. We started listening to your podcast in the morning because we are planning a new road trip. We are traveling from Maine through to St. Louis, Missouri, going via a bunch of states in July this year. And we'd love to talk to you about our route. Bye.
Well, thank you so much for your message, and hope to see you on the road one of these days. And that's all I've got for you guys today. I'm sorry, it's kind of a short episode, and I'm still trying to see if I can start doing a little bit of interviews and things like that on the podcast. Maybe now when I get back to Miami and I have a little bit of downtime, and I'll start doing that. But I kind of want to finish my summer road trip series, and this Sunday episode of course is going to be Vancouver, and then Mount St. Helens, and the Columbia River Gorge. That's going to be amazing. Then we have Idaho. Then we have the Tetons, Yellowstone. It's a lot of stuff still to come before the Alaska road trip. And if this crazy virus continues to cause trouble, well, I might have to postpone my Alaska trip. We'll see. But for now, everything is I haven't changed any plans. But plans are always meant to be changed, right? So that's all I've got for you today. As I said, travelingrobert.com/... What's wrong with me today? I'm kind of tired, guys. I don't know if you can tell. Travelingrobert.com/merch if you want to buy my CD, my music, stickers, t-shirts, or travelingrobert.com/support if you want to contribute in any way to continue supporting the podcast and the videos and the occasional newsletter. Until next time, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, free in my RV. Happy trails.